We're back now with the issue of guns in America following the Newtown tragedy, specifically protecting schools with armed guards. Yesterday, the executive vice president of the NRA called for just that in every school in America. It's a highly controversial idea, but as NBC's Charles Hadlock reports, some schools are already going a big step further.
In school districts across the country, teachers, administrators, and politicians are debating ways to keep classrooms safer. A police officer now walks the halls in an elementary school in Butler, Pennsylvania, one of a growing list of school districts, including Marlboro, New Jersey, and Orange County, Florida, now hiring armed guards after the deadly Newtown shootings.
We have armed officers in all 14 schools in the Butler Area School District, and we plan to have that on a daily basis from now on.
But soon it may be more than just armed guards patrolling the nation's public schools. Lawmakers in at least 10 states have said they'll consider laws allowing teachers and administrators to carry firearms. In tiny Harrell, Texas, where the nearest sheriff's deputy is 30 minutes away, teachers and administrators sometimes felt unsafe.
In Harrell, all 100 students from kindergarten to 12th grade attend school in one building. In a school this small and remote, a security guard would be too costly. So here, teachers are the first responders.
They're allowed, even encouraged, to carry concealed handguns after they've obtained licenses and extensive training.
We're not teaching violence, we're protecting kids.
Superintendent David Thweet says he believes the program, now in its fifth year, will prevent the unthinkable.
I want to be able to call my parents and say, a bad guy came into our school. Your child is coming home safe and sound. The bad guys are leaving in a body bag.
Strong words that worry some teachers' groups.
I just think that we are setting up a scenario where more people are going to get hurt and the wrong people get hurt in these cases. And I think it's just bad policy.
And in Michigan this week, the governor vetoed a bill that would have allowed teachers to carry guns.
It's impractical and ineffective. There was an armed guard at Columbine that didn't help. Typically, these episodes, these tragedies, are concluded in a matter of seconds or minutes.
Still, the idea may be catching on. In Oregon, one gun shop is offering teachers free handgun lessons. Back in Harrell, Superintendent Thweet won't say which teachers or how many have guns. Okay. Part of the secret, he says, to keeping students safe.
Yeah, there you go.
Charles Hadlock, NBC News, Harrell, Texas.